Spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, The Survivors, was written by Judah Stamper.
Shabbat? Lieutenant Shabbat?
Yes, Captain Moussey.
Lord, I can only take a minute.
We need headquarters as Red South.
This means the entire front is falling to pieces. The Nazis will be in Paris within a week.
Brigade headquarters? That's a minor disaster.
All in a matter of days, the army of France will have ceased to exist. You are a Jew and from Eastern Europe. On you, the Nazis will have short mercy.
Sir, I don't know what you're saying. My duty is here with the army.
Saul, I was your professor of jurisprudence at the Sorbonne. I tell you in all conscience, you have no further duty now beyond saving your own life.
What about you, sir?
If you had to pick a country in which to die, which would it be?
Palestine?
And I here in France. That's why I must do what I will be doing here, and why you must go.
I understand, sir.
Make your way to Paris. Go to the British consul. My recommendation may cut a lot of red tape. Get a visa to Palestine. And move. Move fast.
Thank you, sir. And God bless you.
Yes, I do have one or two emergency visas at my discretion. And for a man of Professor Musset's standing, I think something could be done. I'll fill it out immediately.
Do you have any recommendation as to my best route? I understand the Mediterranean is completely blocked.
Well, let me see. Around Africa is long, dangerous, and complicated. Why don't you try Russia by way of the Scandinavian countries? Overland, you can escape the U-boats.
But will the Russians let me out, sir?
Oh, play it sensibly. Get a transit visa first. That way you'll have as much of a guarantee as the world affords this year.
Well, do you feel I can rely on a transit visa?
I've known it to work in several cases.
I see. Thank you, sir.
Good luck in Riga.
Your name?
Saul Shabbat.
Your birthplace?
Here in Riga.
And what is it that you want?
I have a recommendation for a transit visa to Palestine from the Soviet consul in Paris.
So, it's through Soviet territory you want to pass, hmm? For the time being, you will remain here in Riga.
I see.
And one thing more.
Yes?
You will report to this office again at 8 tomorrow morning.
For what reason, sir?
To answer charges of being the agent of a reactionary counter-revolutionary Zionist party.
Heschel. Herschel Lichte.
So, Shabbat. What are you doing here in Riga? I thought you were in France.
I escaped before the fall of Paris.
But why did you come here, all of Paris?
Well, I thought it was my safest route to Palestine. The Soviet consul in Paris recommended me for a transit visa.
You should never have trusted them.
Well, who can balance probabilities in a hurricane? Now I must report to the secret police in the morning.
I, too.
But why you, Herschel? You are innocence itself.
I peddle dried fish from door to door after work to support my family. Therefore, I'm an exploiter of the working classes.
Herschel, into this darkness, let us go together, eh? With my practical mind and your prayerful soul, perhaps we'll have a chance of surviving.
Agreed. But hush, the canter is beginning, Kol Nidre.
Mechino yei, mechino se.
The Trans-Siberian Railway. Escape from here is 2,000 miles in the nearest direction. You can judge your own chances. You will sleep in these barracks. Work clearing the forest for eventual settlement. As political prisoners, you work around the calendar 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Until now, you lived in the world and were men. From this moment, you live in Siberia and are the instruments of the Soviet state. You have 20 minutes to unpack and join your first work detail.
Until now, you were men. It is not for him to decide when we cease to be men, but for us.
Never mind, soul. Let's hurry so we can get beds near one another. What's that, soul?
Huh. It's the Siberian wolf. Informing his comrades of the good news of our arrival. Heschel, what are you doing? Kneeling by your bed like that?
I'm making a calendar.
A calendar? On the side of your bed?
I've been making a scratch every evening on the wooden side here. How else will we know when a holiday is coming? When a new year has arrived?
Do you think that we will so lose touch with time?
My teachers have taught me how easily man becomes an animal. It is for us to prepare that it should not happen.
Heschel, how many days is it to Hanukkah?
Let me see. It should be 2 months and 3 days.
Ah. You're right. I thought we were only here a few weeks. Herschel, remind me that Friday is a Friday.
Halt! All right. Two men knock the ice and snow off those cords of wood so you can drag them to the railroad siding. You there, you.
Please, sir, may I respectfully request to take his place? He had frostbite last week and may lose his hand.
What's that to you, prisoner?
Well, it's just the waste of our work time. Frostbitten hands won't move the wood on time.
Very well, you may take his place.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Who are you?
My name is Jacob Berliner. I taught art at a gymnasium in Krakow.
Oh, yes. I think I heard someone mention your name.
We're culling a faculty for an underground university. We have several rabbis who will teach Bible, ethics, and Talmud. I will teach art and music. A journalist will handle political science and modern history.
But how will you operate? Without books, without classes, without paper, and with no time to assemble?
From our point of view, it is absolutely essential.
Therefore, we will do it. We will teach from memory whenever we can, marching to work, at mealtime, before going to sleep.
Will you form our faculty of law?
Of course. Now that summer is almost upon us, we can call it the Kalgan Summer School. All letters of inquiry to be addressed to Ivan, our registrar.
Silence! Silence on the march!
Soul, are you awake?
Yes.
What is it?
In 10 days, it will be Rosh Hashanah, our first new year. We are trying to organize its celebration.
You're mad. What do you propose to do?
I'm in a delegation to ask for a special ration of meat. Other moves are afoot. Someone must request a day off from work, a half a day even, that we might draw a line between holy and profane.
Well, do you know the risk that I'll be taking? I'll set myself up as the camp ringleader, the hostage, the scapegoat for anything that happens in the future.
And don't, Saul. But if we are afraid to ask for the right to be human beings, we cease to be human beings.
You know, it might just work at that. Given the Russian bureaucratic mind, I just bet they wouldn't punish a formal request. It's only the informal challenge that scares them into retaliation.
Then you'll do it?
I'll do it.
That we might have a special ration of meat in honor of the festival.
No! Certainly not!
That prisoners of the Hebrew faith might commemorate the cycle of the seasons.
I never heard such an insolent request in all my life.
Herschel, we're lucky we got off with our lives. I told you it would all be in vain.
In vain, Saul? Not at all. Our candle committee got hold of 2 staffs of candle ends to be lighted in honor of the festival.
Herschel,
what is it, Saul? I can't hear you for the rain.
Well, help me chop this tree for a minute. I want to talk to you. What are we doing this rainy, cold, nidra night chopping timber in a godforsaken forest without even a prayer on our lips?
You can pray unto yourself, Saul. God will have no trouble here.
I don't want to pray unto myself. I want a cantor and a congregation. You were right before Rosh Hashanah. You cease trying, you cease to be a human being. I'm going to talk to the head guard. Hey, Ivan.
Yes, what is it?
Listen, Ivan. What do you say to our doing a little pray? While we're working, of course. Just to break the monotony, eh? You never heard a first-rate canter, did you, Ivan?
Just as long as you keep working.
You hear that, Herschel? You used to be a good canter. Will you lead us in the Kol Nidra, huh?
If I can keep my voice under control.
You hear that, Jews? We have a minion for the Kol Nidra prayers. Here in the Kalgan forest. Canter Herschel Lichtig will lead us in the prayer.
Listen, it's Yom Kippur morning. I'm determined not to go to work.
Are you out of your mind? In this camp, malingering is regarded as sabotage. If they catch you, you will be shot.
If I go to work, I think my heart will break.
With a broken heart, it is also possible to survive.
Don't try to shake me, Saul. For months now, they have stopped taking roll calls on the work details. Maybe the guards won't notice I'm missing.
Is it worth it, Herschel?
It's worth it, Saul.
I'll do my best to cover for you.
Hey there.
Hey, yes, sir.
Don't you always have a friend with you? Where did he disappear to all of a sudden?
Sir, a good glass of brandy would be welcome on a cold day like this. Hey, Ivan, God bless a bottle of good Polish brandy.
Where do you come to a bottle of Polish brandy, you insolent Jew?
Oh, I don't have any, but
My friend, who is on kitchen duty, is probably putting a bottle away for you right now.
When I smell the brandy, I'll know to believe you. Now get back to work.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
How many years have we been here now, Herschel, by your calendar, that is?
Well, we have been here just over 7 years.
7 years. You know, it's a long time now since I've given any thought to my family.
I know. It frightens me, too. Once I avoided thinking about them, lest I go insane. I would give anything to keep their memories alive.
Tor Shabbat! Where is Tor Shabbat?
Over here.
Get your clothes on and come with me. A visiting inspector of secret police wants to see you.
Good luck, Saul. Let's hope it's nothing.
Thank you, Herschel. What could they want with me?
All right, Ivan.
Saul, are you all right? What did they want with you?
What did they want? After my 9 years in Siberia, they've suddenly decided they've trapped a dangerous Zionist agent.
It's incredible.
I'm the clue that's going to expose the entire Zionist conspiracy. I should remember who had the library booth next to me at the Sorbonne. Who were my teachers? Who my neighbors in Riga?
So, you didn't give them any names.
And if I gave them no names, are they so polite about it? Yes, I finally named a few people. People I know are dead by now.
Who, for instance?
Selig, the water carrier, who died of a heart attack when the war began. And Rabbi David Kalinsky, who was 88, 9 years ago, and I heard perished in the march out of White Russia.
So how could you take a chance like that?
Do you know what goes on in an interrogation? What information they come in with? What traps they set for you? When you have nothing but your wits to fall back on?
I'm sorry, Saul, but to take even the slightest chance with a human life...
Herschel, don't you turn on me with moralizing suspicions. I know what's involved. But I have a plan of strategy, or they'll break me completely. Do you think it's all over? The inspector told me he had only scratched the surface. From you, I need faith, not mere suspicion.
I am very, very sorry, Saul. I never should have allowed myself.
It's all right, Herschel. I'm just glad that it's not you. Have you got the committees set up for the high holidays this year?
With only 10 days to go, of course I have.
Tor Shabbat.
Yes, Ivan.
Get your clothes on and come with me. Pray for me, Herschel.
Have courage, sir. You all right?
Don't ask, Herschel. Don't ask.
They press you for any names?
Of course they pressed me. But I caught myself just in time, made up two names, and fainted on the spot. But I'm in a terror of what may happen tomorrow. I had such a strong moral sense once, and now everything seems to be weakening. If they would only let me alone, even for a day, so that I could rest. Herschel, today is the Day of Atonement, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
If they take me today, I am answering no questions.
Be patient with yourself, Saul. It's no pious act to commit suicide.
Herschel, they have been at me for almost 2 weeks now, and they're not letting up.
If I've got to defy them, it's got to be when I still have my wits about me.
Don Shabbat.
Yes, Ivan.
Come with me.
All right, Shabbat. Sit down in this chair.
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid there are big gaps in your statement about the Sorbonne. Incredible gaps.
I am sorry, sir, but I request to be excused from questioning this morning.
What?
I asked if I may be excused from questioning this morning.
Under no circumstances whatsoever.
Please, sir. You see, today is our Day of Atonement. It's a fast day when we pray and meditate on our condition as human beings. It's the holiest day of our year, sir.
Enough of this drivel.
I am sorry, sir, but this morning I can't answer any more questions.
Well, ways of unlocking your tongue, Shabbat.
Yes, sir. Well, you see, sir, this morning the Angel Gabriel visits Jewish homes and talks to the people there. He's back in my barracks right now, the Angel Gabriel, sitting on my bed and waiting for me.
That's idiotic. Let's get on with the interrogation.
But, sir, you don't understand. I've had an appointment since the day I was born. Gabriel is waiting for me with his wings outspread and his eyes on fire. I haven't seen him for an entire year. He's calling me, sir. I can hear him now.
Ivan? Ivan?
Yes, sir.
Take this maniac out of here. The prisoner's going insane. Get him back to the barrack.
Yes, sir.
So, you are back.
Yes, I'm back. And still alive.
Did you answer any questions?
No. I did a King David on them.
A King David?
Yes. Don't you remember what our Bible professor taught us? And David was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them and feigned himself mad in their hands. Then said Achish unto his servants, Lo, you see, the man is mad. Have I a need of madmen that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence?
You see, Saul, we have a good professor. We have good professors in our university. Don't we? Don't we, Saul? Don't we?
Herschel, have you registered for the Polish evacuation?
I'm afraid to take a chance.
Herschel, don't grow foolish in your old age. If we don't leave when we have the chance, we may live out our lives here in cold Siberia.
Maybe they are lying. Maybe it's a trick.
I've bribed Ivan with a flask of homebrew. He says they are breaking up the camp. The remaining political prisoners are to be sent to a labor camp for criminals. Among them, no one will get out alive.
I'm afraid. What if I can't find a place in the world after 15 years?
And in a camp of criminals and murderers, you'll find a place? After so much misery, take a chance on a little blessing, too.
All right, so I'll do it.
Herschel, did you ever see such sunshine?
Look, Saul, that would be Mount Carmel before us. The steward says we'll end at nightfall. In a few days, I will know if my family is alive or dead.
That it should have taken us 15 years to make this journey.
Yet what of the hundreds of thousands who started out this journey and will never, never arrive?
I have no complaints. My spirit, they never broke.
And what did our professor of ethics teach us in our Kalgan University? What did he teach us? The land of Israel is only to be acquired through suffering.
Make a blessing, Herschel. Make a blessing for the two of us.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us in life and has preserved us and enabled us to reach this season.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Max Gelb, spiritual leader of Temple Israel in White Plains, New York, and chairman of the New York Metropolitan Region of the Rabbinical Assembly of America, Rabbi Gelb.
Since World War II, we have witnessed an ever-growing concern with the spiritual health of our society. We enter the 1960s with a deepened awareness of the urgent need to combat those forces in our civilization which generate fear and conflict and undermine faith in man and in his world. For during the last war, the Nazis revealed the depths of evil in man and demonstrated how a modern nation, which was at the very forefront of world culture and scientific progress, could produce millions of trained barbarians capable and willing to carry out a systematic program of human degradation and mass slaughter. Painful memories of the swastika, symbol of this evil in man, were brought back to us during the past few weeks in the outbreak of shameful acts of bigotry and vandalism which have disturbed and shocked decent people everywhere. The play we have just heard, The Survivors, brings therefore a most timely message, for it portrays the other vital half of the truth about man and his future. Here we catch a glimpse of the power of the spirit, which enables human beings to fight evil and to win a decisive spiritual victory against brute force. In the slave camp of Siberia, Saul Shavat and Herschel Lichtig know that a fate worse than death will be theirs unless they resist the satanic efforts of their oppressor to dehumanize them. In the agony of their physical bondage, they are yet determined to keep their minds and their souls free. And in their religious heritage, they discover those resources of faith and strength of which no tyrant can rob them. 6 million Jews perish in the greatest mass slaughter in human history. But there are survivors, and they survive not as animals, but as human beings, carrying with them the torch of faith in God and in man to the Holy Land, where it was first kindled. These survivors symbolize the hope of our world and the future of mankind. They are living witnesses to the prophetic truth that not by might and not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Thank you, Rabbi Gelb. Our eternal light drama today, The Survivors, was written by Judah Stamfer. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were Ralph Bell as Saul Shavat, Michael Shiloh as Herschel Lichtig, and others in the cast were Guy Repp, Philip Sterling, Boris Marshaloff, and Maurice Tarplin. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.